Hello everyone, what is up? Welcome to today's episode. Wow, I'm just like getting into it. Welcome to just one last episode where we talk about all things Asian dramas. Not real drama, just TV show dramas. My name is Mai, and today's episode we will be talking about finally, and I mean finally, the drama called Nevertheless, a Korean drama. But before we continue, please don't forget to subscribe and continue listening to us on all podcast and radio platforms that you are able to listen to us, and support us by giving us the best rating ever so that way we can get noticed, and giving us some positive feedback, because if you give us some negative feedback, then I'm also gonna take that into perspective, and of course comments, and I mean lots and lots of comments, because that will be a helping hand to continue with the show. Also, please follow us on all social media and send us some other drama comments or messages or anything relating to dramas so we can continue with the show. That was a long one, but Let's go. Let's start with today's episode, Nevertheless. Okay, I've been like waiting for this drama to be over, so finally. So, drama called is Nevertheless. It is a 10 episode drama available on Netflix. Yes, I said it. 10 freaking episodes. And to make things worse, it was only one episode a week. Us drama lovers are so used to having a drama that's either a binge watch or a 2-episode a week that this was a hard one. Freaking hate it. Just kidding. It aired on June 19th and just recently ended, like today was the last episode. Well, this portion of the recording is today's last episode. It is a TV network of JTBC. And yes, this drama is a rated 19 drama because there's a few episodes where there's a lot of skin and a lot of touching, so yeah. So going forth with a description of this drama, let me just put that up real quick if I can get this going. I had it, I promise y'all, I had it ready for y'all. Okay, so the description of this drama goes like this. Park Jae-eun, or Park Jae-eun, is a university student majoring in Utah, a university student majoring in art. He seems nice to everyone and he is usually cheerful, yet he is really indifferent to others and he doesn't want to have a romantic relationship. Unexpectedly, he falls for Yoonabi and begins to change. Yoonabi, is an art student at the same university as Park Jae-eun. In her past, she broke up with her first love due to his unfaithful ways. After that, decides to become unswayed by love. She then meets Park Jae-eun and develops feelings for him. That little fucker. Just kidding. Not really. Yeah. So that's the description. This drama is based on a webtoon that was published back on 2018. So many people are super like in love with it. So this casting is a major casting, I kid you not, like a big one. I'm only gonna name 4 of the main ones, basically the 2 main characters. And then on my personal perspective on this drama, I will go in depth on each characters because there's a lot. Each characters, I think what I'll do is I'll name the 4 most important and the rest I'll just kind of call out their, as a credit type of thing, I'll call out their real names, but on my personal perspective, I will kind of go into depth more. But some of the actors and actresses in this drama are as followed. The female lead is Han So-hee. She's Yoonabi. And some of the dramas that she's been in is 100 Days My Prince, which I have seen her in, Abyss, and The World of the Married. So yeah. She's actually a really like a new actress, so it's crazy to see how she's grown so much in the TV industry. And then, of course, a male lead who everybody is in love with is Hong Kang, and he is Park Jae-eun. Some of the dramas that he's been in is, as we all know, is Love Alarm, Sweet Home, Love Alarm 2, and Navillera. I can't pronounce that English. And then we have our beloved Potato Boy. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. And his real name is Che Jung Hyop. And the name of the character that he plays, it is Young Do Hyuk. Some of the dramas that he's been in would be Hot Stove League, Sisyphus, The Myth, and The Witch's Diner. Also, he is a new drama actor. He's so fine. I hope you didn't hear that. But he's so fine. Like, he's so freaking cute. His smile. If only he was just 2 years older than me instead of 2 years younger than me. Fuck. And then we have another actress who doesn't really have a big part, but she kind of has a big role. It's really hard to explain, but she's an important character. So the actress name is Lee Yol Eum, and the character that she plays is Yoon Sola. And some of the dramas that she's been in are as followed: Monster, My First Love, Queen Love and War. Yeah, she has a few. She has a list. But yeah. And then I'm going to just give you guys all of the actors and actresses. Sorry. His name is because they need to be announced. They are the ones that are kind of important, I'd say. Kind of like this second romance, third romance, fourth romance. Yeah. So I'll go by the actresses and actresses' name. So we have Young Hye-ji, Kim Min-gui, Lee Ho-jung, Yoon So-ah, Chung Tae-kwon, and Han Woo-deum. We got some of the like major supporting roles, which would be So Hye-won, Lee Tae-hee, Kim Mu-jun, and So Bum-jun. Would she be one? No. I think these are some of the characters that are, or actresses and actresses. Like I said, they all appear in the drama, at least. They appear in all of the episodes, I mean. So I think they deserve a credit of sort. But yeah, that's what I got for you guys. So before I continue with it, I'm gonna continue with it. So yeah, now let's start with my own personal perspective of this drama, because I got a lot to say, and I mean a lot. I'm not gonna lie, but I recorded the first part of Nevertheless episode over a month ago. Literally, August 21st is when I have the recording date here. To be quite honest, I hesitated on doing this episode because, unfortunately, just this drama just was not to my liking at the end. And I have so much to say to that. So let's go, because I've already done the introduction to the characters, the cast, and what the drama is about. And granted, this drama is about, you know, young love, typically the romance that they deal with, it's typical, it really is. But I'll go a little bit more to what I'm trying to go with that, because the ending was, to my own personal liking, it was bad. I did not like it, and it had a happy ending with it when it comes to the relationship, but I'll go into depth of what I mean by I did not like it at all. So, why? Okay, here's the thing. We all love Song Kang. Like, we all love him. We all love how handsome and beautiful and attractive he is. His character, Park Tae-yeon, is a fuckboy. Is a literal fuckboy. And we don't... At first, we didn't really see it. But that the more people pointed it out, and I saw that on TikTok, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, what the heck? Like, are you serious? And Nabi is plain stupid. But, you know, it's funny because there was an interview with them too, and she vaguely said that Nabi is just dumb, basically, at falling for a guy like Park Tae-yeon. You know, he truly is a fuckboy, and he, like, is very flirty and very forward, and she realizes it, but she doesn't like comprehend that he is a fuckboy until, like, in the middle of the drama she kind of realizes this, but she's still very dumb. And I can see why. She's very new to the relationship and, like, being with a guy type of scene, but nevertheless, no pun intended, she's just very naive in that sense. So it was just very frustrating, to say the least. And that started happening, that frustration started happening towards, like, the middle of the drama, where I'm like, girl, you need to get rid of him. Plain and simple, get rid of him. The second romance, I guess you can say, it was Bitna. She's just the same as Park Jae-eun. They're both literal fuck people. That's the term. Like, she is a fuck girl. What's a good word? I don't want to say ho. I don't want to say bitch, because that's literal, like, that's literal offense, and I don't want to offend it in a way. She's a fucking player. There we go. A player. They're both players. And it's frustrating because I liked the character very much, but when the romance was starting to evolve with her and her, I guess, guy, it was so frustrating. You would think it'd be the opposite because, you know, we assume that a guy so good looking dresses a certain way, we assume they're also fuckboys, but in reality, like, they're not, you know. Like, she's actually a player. She's the one that doesn't want to have a relationship. She doesn't want people to know that she's, you know, with this quote-unquote nerdy guy when he's not. You know, he values his education, and but not only that, he values the relationship, and it's frustrating that she wasn't very into it. So it's almost like, just let her go, let her be, like, whatever, like, just let. Also with them, their ending, I was so frustrated because he could have done so much better. Even though, sidetracking just for a moment, in real Asian drama, real Korean celebrity drama, the guy in this, let me see if I can find his name because it's been a minute. So if you did not know, Bitna's boyfriend, I guess, in this drama, he was in a freaking big scandal. And granted, I don't think that because of his wrongdoing, he should be, you know, taking out of this drama. He shouldn't be considered as a, like, people cheat all the time, and I'm not saying it should be a good thing, because it's not a good thing, but they shouldn't ruin his career over what he did. Like, he wasn't married. Yeah, he was in a relationship for 6 years. I would have fucked him up, like, literally done some stuff if I was his girlfriend. Like, I would have hurt. I shouldn't say that. But I just think that, you know, for something so I don't want to say frequent, it's unfortunate to say, but it happens to everybody. And it's happened even in Hollywood. You see so many people cheating on people, and it's like, they don't put that into their own person. Like, I don't know, like, it's just, it was just frustrating that they kind of used that as his, as a way to ruin his career, because, well, actually, I would have done the same thing. I don't know. It was just kind of annoying, you know? It just, because it was a character, they should have picked someone else, I guess. But nonetheless, like, Nam Kyohyun, or Bitna's love interest, the actor Kim Min-gui? Yeah, that. He was actually, unfortunately, considered, or basically taken away from the screen over the fact that he cheated. Sadly. Poor guy. That's what happens. Don't mess with the ladies. It's like, I'm trying to support him, but it's annoying when you think about it. So it's like, it's iffy. It's iffy. I can't really say that or not. Whatever. Let's go forward with the third relationship. My favorite relationship. The LGBT romance. The romance between the actress Yoon Sol and So Jin-won. I keep adding an N in there when there's no N. Okay. LGBT community is something very hard to talk about in K-dramas because it's such a bad thing. It's a taboo thing to be or to like in Korea. Some Asian countries, unfortunately, B being in the LGBT community, it's very frowned upon still to this day. And so it's only just been recently, in the last, 5 years, I'd say, maybe less than that, where communities are starting to slowly accept people who like who they like. And it's so sad because in the Western community, obviously, it's such an open thing and it's still being worked on in the sense of being accepted. But we see it on TV and it's very normal. It's very cute even. We love seeing that. And I'm not saying that we don't love seeing that in K-dramas. It's the fact that it's even being talked about is already a huge step up for them. And so for this drama, I think this romance was top of the notch drama for everybody. Many drama watchers, drama lovers, like myself, would probably only tune in this drama just solely on the fact that this couple was, and probably took over this drama. You know, it's two females, and typically it's more commonly shown that it's the male that is gay or bisexual or etc. Well, in this case, it was two females, and you don't actually see that often in K-drama, so it was really, it's like a proud moment for many, many people. So many watchers, many drama watchers. So it was just the fact that for them, though, what I loved most about this drama, and somebody pointed this out and I was like, you're so right, is that, you know, let's see here. Hyun Sol was hiding it. You know, she loved her so much, but she was hiding the fact that she was in love with her best friend. And she, you know, guys loved her and pursued her, but she just kind of gave them the cold shoulder and kind of telling them, I don't like you, and you have to understand that. And she knew her sexuality very, very well. She knew who she was and she knew who she liked, but she didn't want to push it upon it because she knew that her best friend, in her eyes, was at least in love or had been with another guy, if I can remember. And so it's like she knew that her best friend never had intentions like that, like how she does. Eventually, her best friend saw Tiwan. She started to kind of notice the little things give her spark, you know, holding up hands, the way that she gave her attention. She realized that maybe she does have feelings for her best friend. But she was also afraid that her best friend, Yoon Sol, was not, you know, into her. You know, it's almost like they were both sort of like afraid to speak up for what they, for who they liked, because they were afraid. Mainly So Tin-won, like, I think for her it wasn't the fear of, hey, I like you, it was the fear of losing her best friend for many years. And I think that was probably the most amazing amazing, I guess, because you would think that for, you know, for them, like, just being open-minded to being, no, let me rephrase that. I think for them, like, it's almost like, I don't care who I like, it's the fact that if I like this person, we're gonna lose such a long-awaited relationship. It's typically what best friend relationships happen, you know, like, it's, and so, it's like, it's very cute to see that. It's very sweet that, you know, again, LGBT community is very, very closeted in this country. And for them to be open about it, but not so much, like, they don't tell the whole world. They just know who they are, who they like. But for So Ji-won to be like, I like you, but I don't want to lose you, that kind of made you realize she's mature enough to say that she knows who she likes, and but she also knows that she was her best friend first. And I can totally see where she comes from in the best friend aspect. Like, I personally don't have sisters, and so if I were to say, you know, I'm not saying this, but like, losing a best friend would really hurt, you know. And so for her, like, more than anything, it's not just losing a friendship, but it's losing a friendship because of love. And it's, I don't know, it's like really just like, just the idea, it's so precious. And so Yoon Sol is like kind of like very happy. Her she's realizing that her best friend is afraid to lose her because she's her friend. It's not that she likes her for that. It's because it's her friend, you know, they've been friends for so long. So at the end, they get their happy ending, and it's the most precious thing. They even have the freaking couple's ring, and I almost cried. Not really, but it was cute. So yeah, so there we go. Again, this couple definitely took the attention from the main couple, so it was so precious. I think the last bit that I have to say, the last couple that I loved watching as well, even though they only had very little screen time, was the professors An Kyung Jun and Min Hyung, the teachers basically. I wanted to see more of their relationship. And I think because I can relate in the aspect of being a little bit more around their age versus the college students are literally between the ages of 19 and 21. And I feel like the professors are much older. And so I feel like I can relate more. And so I was just like, dude, like their romance is so cute. And like, it just, oh, I wanted to see more of them. So I just wanted to give them a shout out because they deserve the attention. They were cute. They were adorable. Now, what I have to say about Nabi and Park Do-eun, but Park Do-eun, sorry, I hated the ending. This is a big fucking spoiler, and I'm sorry for the emphasis of the fucking, but I have to because I was very upset. He basically tells her that he loves her, that he wants to be with her. You know, they're at the museum. He's sharing his feelings, and then she's like, "I hate you, but I like you." And I just wanted to be like, are you fucking kidding me? And then you think about it and you're like, okay, young love, young love, young love. But just, they're still old enough to kind of understand that she's basically getting into a relationship similar to the one that she was before. Granted, this the relationship she was before, it was very manipulative. And I feel like in some aspect, Park Tae-un is manipulative. When they were having their some moment, what I mean by some, that's a phrase used in Korea. Basically, they were having a fling. They were having a friends with benefits type of thing. But some, well, okay, no, let me rephrase that. Some is more of like you're in the between stages of being in a relationship but not really, and it felt that way with Nabi and Park Do-eun. But in reality, it was just a little like he was just using her. I feel like it was a fling. And then when he comes to terms that he likes her, blah 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 blah, you know, she finally takes him in. Whatever, happy ending. So the ending clip comes. Again, a huge fucking spoiler, but the ending comes, and then he is, you know, walking, whatever, and these two girls approach him. And they're like, "You're so cute, blah 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 blah. Do you have a or who are you here with?" And he's like, he looks over and here comes Yunabi with some ice cream or drinks or whatever. And he's like, "I'm here with my friend." And then the girls look over and they see Nabi next to him, finally, as she approaches him. And then, like, "Oh, okay." And then they just walk away. I think he doesn't say "my friend," but he doesn't say "it's my girlfriend" at all. He just says, "Oh, I'm here with a person," type of thing. And that kind of left me like, like, he's basically cheated on her. Like, I just, if a guy who really likes the girl, he would be like, "That's my girlfriend. That right there, the one that's coming over to me with those drinks, is my girl." No, bro. He literally was like, "I'm here with somebody." That's it. Like, he didn't even emphasize that he had a girlfriend. And that pissed me the fuck up. I'm not even kidding. That pissed me off. And I was like, this is not a happy ending. This is an ending for more of for a toxic relationship, literally. Like, in some way, she's also manipulative and telling him, "You either choose me or you let me go," type of thing. And granted, I'd be doing that too. But it's like he also needs to kind of stop being a fuckboy. It's what it is. But oh, it just pissed me off so much, the fact that she, like, he couldn't say the word that he has a girlfriend. He just couldn't. And that kind of just like makes me wonder if, because this drama is based on a manga, I think. Is it? A webcomic, sorry, a webcomic. And apparently it's like an ongoing drama or a webcomic on whatever site it's on. So cool. Yeah, but still, I fucking hated it. And so it was, I guess it's more of a disappointing because at the end of the day, she ended up with a fuckboy and I really hated him. And it's just sort of like Song Kang is a good person, but he just gotta choose better characters, I guess. Also, I'm not sure if I did talk about this briefly, but I've noticed how people have been mentioning how his acting is very bad. And I can see when they're coming from. He's very expressionless sometimes. He's very... His way of... I'm going to use a term that I don't know if it's used. Pantomime is the way that you... Basically, like... silent movies where you're not using words, you're using your body, and so that's what it is. And so a lot of the times actors and actresses who are very good, they know how to use their body well, they know how to be normal and not kind of be awkward about things. And I feel like Song Kang is that. He's still getting used to it, or I don't know if it was just the drama that he chose. When I saw him in Sweet Home, he was definitely different. Then again, I never paid attention, but I can see where a lot of people are very, like, iffy about his acting. So I'll keep an eye on him to see how he is. And maybe just kind of see if maybe it's just that he was portraying a character where he wanted to be cold or whatever. But he definitely knew how to be very flirty. So who knows? With that said, what do I think about this drama in terms of rating? I liked it for, like, the first two episodes. The Oz... Okay. 1 point for two episodes that I liked. 2 points for the two relationships that I liked. That's three. The Oz was amazing. So I'll give that 2 points as well because the Oz was amazing. And I'll give it 2 points for Tae Jung Hyuk, which is the second lead. He's handsome. And that's it. I give it a 7. I give it a 7. I think because the relationship and the fact that he was a fuckboy, like, it just went nowhere. And I was just upset. And, ew. Ugh. Nevertheless, has had a good plot. But at the end of the day, it just fell. And I think it could have been better. But maybe the writer in the webcomic has a different ending. So with that, I'll leave you with my review again. That's just my own personal thought. I know that there could have been more, but I also know that many people were very disappointed. So, is what it is. So for now, I'll leave you with that review. Okay, I hope you all enjoyed my review for Nevertheless. Very, very sudden, very, very, short, I guess, just because I was very unhappy with everything. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you have different thoughts about this drama, please let me know in the comments section of wherever you commented on. specifically in my social media platforms. I would love to hear more about it. Hashtag one last episode drama. And I'll know. Just kidding. But thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want more of this, please give us the best rating possible on whatever streaming platform that you can. Radio podcast platform that you can. And I will hope to post another episode again. Thank you so much, and I will see you real soon. Bye!